Okay, today's daf is Sota, daf Mem Vav, and we are on Mem Hei Mabez as we head towards the Siyam, the finishing up of Masecha Sota, the last four dafim here in Sota. Today's daf is the second full daf related to the sugyas of Egla Arufa, as we have a couple of dafim about that before we branch off to other inyanim that the Mishnah brings up here at the end of Sota. So we have the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim, V'holchu Lahem. So if you remember what happens, the Zakenim from the Sanhedrin HaGadol, they come, either three or five, or all of them, the three-way Machlokas Tanoim that we mentioned, we paskin five. Five of the Sanhedrin HaGadol come from Yerushalayim to measure, to see which city is closest or which city is the most populous. And then after that, they leave. Niftru Ziknei Yerushalayim v'halkulahem. They leave because now the Ziknei Osa'ir are going to take over and do the process. There is a discussion, Rav Chaim Kadievsky has in the Nachal Eisan in Perek Vav, Osiud Gimel, do they have to leave? Right? Are they allowed to stay? Like, what does it mean that the Mishnah specifically says, Niftaru? Is this emphasizing something or not? So he writes there in Vav Yud Gimel that he quotes the Ir Shushan, right? It says, Yesh Misha Kasav, Shetzrichen Lamod Bishas Arifa. There are those that say that the members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol have to remain during the whole process, the Shas Arifa, Netilas Yadayim, Bechulu, V'kol HaRishonim L'Kasvukim. The Rishonim do not say that. Who's he quoting? So he writes in the footnotes here, the Sefer Shoshanim LaDavid, She'ein Rasha'im, well, first he quotes, She'ein Rasha'im, I read the wrong line. That was what he quoted from the Abarbanel. He quoted fast from the Abarbanel that they have to stay and be there. But then he quotes the Shoshanim LaDavid, who says the opposite. She'ein Rasha'im L'Shal Sham Yoser. She'ein Rasha'im L'Shal Chutz Lishkas HaGadol, said little dvar mitzvah, as we discussed in yesterday's daf. The Sanhedrin is not allowed to leave the Lishkas HaGadol unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. That's what the Shoshana Moldavid says, that when the Mishnah here says Niftru, they have to go back. And the Rav Chaim Gidevsky says, Hu tamua. I don't understand, what do they have to go back for? As we said, the Zelo Yitachin El Odas HaPoskin Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who said yesterday that the entire Sanhedrin has to come. So then, the entire Sanhedrin has to go, because you can't leave it empty, unless it was for a Dvar Mitzvah. But we Paskin 5, we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so there were 23 that are there. So the other ones that went out, you were even allowed to go on for a Dvar Rishus, as long as 23 are still there. So that's why, l'chora, this is an allowance, it's not an obligation. Avonir at the Kavanas HaRambam, the Mitchili Yesh L'Saseh, B'Kavad Besan Gadol, U'L'Avoson U'L'Shalchan, V'Acharka Chochel Mitzvah Sarifa. That they can go back, but it's not an obligation like the Shoshanim L'David says right here. So that's the first phrase. Says the Gemara, Niftru, Zikni Yerushalayim, V'Holchu Lahem, so they go. And the Mishnah continues, Zikni Osa Ha'ir Mavian Eglas Bakar, the Zakenim of that city that was closest bring a young calf, Eglas Bakar, Asher Lo Mashcha Ba'ol, that has never schlepped a burden, has never had a load on it, Ve'ena Mayim Posaba, Mum Posaba, and Mumin do not posel. Egla Arufa is not a carbon in the normal sense. There are connections between Egla Rufa, and as we'll talk about in the Gemara, Para Aduma and regular Kachim. But they are definitely unique in that world. Egla Rufa is farther away from, there's no Shchita, there's Arifa. There is an idea of Arifasa, Zuhi Shchitasa, but it's not really connected to Karbanos. So Mumin is not possible. Mumin possible in Karbanos, but it does not possible in Egla Rufa. Umo Ridin Osala Nachal Eisan, and the Egla Rufa is taken into the Nachal Eisan, Bekavana. The Chazanish writes in Kiddushin that the Horada is Dafka L'Shem Arifa. If the animal happens to be in the Nachal Eisan, but it was not taken down by Bezdin, you have to take it out and then bring it back in. It has to be Dafka L'Shem there. The Nachal Eisan has the Suffolk, whether, what if you brought it down and then it left? So now do you have to bring it down again? Could it then Mimela find its way back and it's good enough? Or did the Horada have to lead to the act? That he's not sure about. That's a Savik. Once you do the Maisa Horada, is that good enough, even if that does not lead because it went out and it came back? But either way, it comes back to bring it down to Nachal Eisan. What is Nachal Eisan? Eisan Kemashmo Kashet. It means hard. What does hard mean? What does Kashet mean? That's a Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, Nachal Eisan, Rashi says, on Chumash. And Rashi says a number of times, Alatora also, Eithan means strong, rocky. It's rocky. You can't plant anything there. It's very rocky terrain. Nothing can be planted there. Not Rashi here. Rashi says, we'll see later. And Rashi Ala Torah says that. If you look at the Rambam, both in the Pirush Mishnayos and in Hilchos Rotzeach, the Rambam says, Nachal Esan means the Nachal. It's a Nachal. It's a river. It flows very hard. That's Nachal Esan. Says the Rambam, Umoridin also Nachal Shehu Shoteif B'Chazaka. V'zeu Eitan Ha'amur B'Torah. He must know that there are other pshatim, but he says that's what Eitan means. So this is a machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, what exactly does Eitan mean? It continues the Mishnah though, in any case, Avavisheino Eitan Kasher. But even if it's not Eitan Kasher, meaning this is an example of a part of a mitzvah d'oraisa that is only l'chadchila. It's not b'diavad. The Mishnah has to come and tell us that it is not li'ikuva. The Achronim wonder why the Mishnah even has to tell us this. The Maariv Chayis notes here. It says, of course, right, would you think that this is li'ikuva? Says the Maariv Chayis. Kashali, hari kasva tosvos, debishar dine ha-Torah, kol shekasav bo tanayim, nechzara tanayim, ma'ake b'diavad. He asked the other way, I'm sorry. He says, why shouldn't it be ma'akev? By kadshim, you have the concept of shana hakasav la'akev. You have to have it twice in order for it to be li'ikuva. And if you don't have it twice, then it's not li'ikuva. But other times in halacha, generally, the Torah says something. We know, like chalitza, you have special limudim. Right? There are many parts of chalitza. There's the rakika and the chalitza and the kriya. And there are machlokas tanam. What's ma'akev or not? But here, why shouldn't it be ma'akev? So suggest the Maariv Chayis, well, it does have a connection to karbanos. For Efshalomar, the Egla Rufa, it says in Chulin and in Kiddushin, Egla Rufa Dina Kekadshim, Mishum Kaparak Sivba. So it has a connection, but he says, well, I don't really think that's a good answer, because it's not like, that's only regarding the Isser Hana'a Shebo, but not regarding other halachas. But either way, this is what the Mishnah says, it's only a Din Lechadchila. We continue the Mishnah. Va'arfanos of a Kofitz Me'achore, and we break its neck from the back. We break its neck from the back. In the Nachal Esan, Mecharev, not. Unlike Shechita, which is from the front of the neck, but this is from the back of the neck. Why is it from the back of the neck? So, two ideas. The Svarno says, Ala Torah, that maybe the message is, as a remez, that just like this person is so unknown, both to us, and maybe this person was even killed from the back, unknown, because sometimes, most of the time, let's say, if a murder is done, the murderer doesn't really know what's going on until it's too late, says the Svarno, so too the back of the neck is to symbolize that. Shehi misa ne'elemes me'ene ha'neherag, more al shahariga haisa b'li safek, b'makom ne'ela me'ene ha'am. We don't know who the Rotzeach is. The Rotzeach committed the murder unknown. So it's all unknown. So too we do it from the back as if it's symbolic of being unknown. The Sefer HaChinuch also, we haven't read the Chinuch yet since we started these sugyas, so we should read it. The Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed, writes and discusses why is it done from the back of the neck. He says, Bisharshi a mitzvah, and this is the mitzvah of Arifa. So we know that we'll mention it now. Could have mentioned it any time, but again, there are four mitzvos that are related to to Egla Arufa. The Nachal Esan, Rav Chaim Gilevsky, catalogs this in Simin Hey. He goes to chapter Simin Hey. He says, Arba mitzvos yesh be Egla Arufa. Mitzvahs medida, mitzvahs arifa, it's the measuring and the breaking of the neck, mitzvahs rechitzas yadayim, the washing of the hands, mitzvahs amiras aparsha, and the mitzvah of the parsha of yadayin lo shafchu, four mitzvahs. He even adds, vitzarech levarech al kol echad ve'echad. And you have to make a bracha on each and every part of the mitzvah. Aval ala kfura shelegla niradein tzorech levarech. You don't have to make a bracha on the kvura. Ubercha shechianu niradein tzorech levarech. But you do not have to make a bracha of Shechianu on the mitzvah. If one has never seen this, this is really unbelievable just to see on the bottom of the Nachal Esan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky really outdoes himself here. He goes through, we know there are different rules and regulations about brachas. When do you say li, when do you say al? So he goes through nine shitas of within the Rishonim, the Rivan, the Ramban, and the Rambam, and the Gibarim, and the Miri, ten. Ten, it was nine, and then he added on 10 shitas about what the rules are, rules and regulations for brachos, and then he goes through these are the brachos that we know what bracha to make on them. And he goes through every single mitzvah and every single bracha that we have, quoting the source of each one, Tosefta's and Zohar's and Maseches Sofrim's and Yerushalmi's. And then he says, and the following brachas, we don't know whether to say lit or al. And he catalogs all of them. So he goes through, should you say lit here, should you say al? Because there's no real source that says what bracha should be said on these four parts of Egla Arufa. It's just an amazing makar to see all of the marmakomas that he has in terms of brachos. But anyway, getting back to the Sefer HaChinuch. So Sefer HaChinuch says in Tav Kuf Lamed, why do we have to break the back of the neck? Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Kedei Sheyis Orer Lev Kal Ha'am, Bir Osam Es HaMaisa HaGadol HaZeh, Asif HaZikni Yir V'Gedoleha, the great rabbis of the city come out, and they take a para, Shei Behema Gedola, they take a large animal, V'Yelchu Basifu Bahamon, they make a whole tumult, they make a whole show, Shakol Chaveis, and what's happening? What are the great rabbis going out to the field for? Ulakol arifasa yecherdu kol hashomin, and from the call of the breaking of the neck, everyone will be scared and awed and in shock. And they'll start figuring out, oh, maybe we can figure out where the perpetrator is. They'll be inspired. If they knew something, which they haven't said up until now, they will bring it in. They'll mention it. And I'll mention, so it's part of the maybe the animal is even, when it's from the back, it sounds like the kolari fasa yechardu, maybe not dafka the back, but either way, the sound that is made, that was also, like we mentioned from the Morne Vuchin yesterday, that the Ramban quotes in Dvarim, that a lot of the element is to cause pirsum, because this is a way to help find the murderer. The people are going to start talking about it because of this whole ceremony, and in that way, we can fulfill the mitzvah of uviarta harami Yisrael. Says so, continuing the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says you break it in the back of the neck. Umekoma asur milizroa umila avod. And that spot where the neck is, where you do the arifa, that is asur to ever plant and seed there or work that land. That spot is asur. So how big of a spot? How big of a spot is asur? So that is very not clear. There's a Tosefta about it, but that is that very not clear. The Achronim discussed this, how big. The Sefer Mutzal Ma'esh, quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, discusses what is the Shir Zriya? Is it a Mashahu? Is it just right under that spot? Or is it Dalet Amos? Is it more? Is it the whole Nachal? Or is it, unclear exactly, or is it just an area? And then it's a fascinating question that is asked, And that is, let me just define it. Some other Achronim mentioned. Where is it here? The Biurei Adaf quoted that maybe we should say if it's usher. There are many the Sefer Akrisus. Madua ein kol haolam neesar ba'avodas hakarka. The whole world should be usher. Why? Because maybe this is a spot. There's an isser to do avoda. This is a spot, which, by the way, if he says kala olam, especially he says it's even a chuslaritz, which most assume is not. But let's at least say all of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this was a spot where at least, nachaleson. Maybe it can't be on a mountain. You have to go at least in all nachalas. And then he says, what about rove? No, kol kavua, kamechzal mechzadami. If it's kavua, if it's stationary, it should be half and half. So we should say, it's all, the whole world is usser. The whole Eretz Yisrael is usser. Which, there's an answer to that question. But what's the answer? So he explains, v'tirates, shalo omrim, kol kavua, kamechzal mechzadami, kishalo yodim es makoma isser, veino nikar bim komo. You're not going to say kol kavua is when you have 10 butcher shops and 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. You know specifically the factors involved. Here, nothing is clear. It's all unknown. And therefore, you would not be able to apply that halacha here. Or other answers given by other achronim, maybe only that at that level of dirt, but many years later when we assume it's been piled with more dirt on top of it, that would also not be usser. But either way, it's a fascinating question about the makom. So, the makom is usser to be lizro milavod. We'll get more in the Gemara. Which malachas? Umutah lisrok sham pishtun lanakar sham avanim. What is allowed to comb out flax or chisel stones there, because those are not avodos that have to do with the karka. So that's all the arifa. Next part of the mitzvah, right? As we had the medida, and then we just had the arifa, and now we have netilas yadayim, which is part three. Zikne osa ir rochsinas yadayim b'mayim. They wash their hands with water. Bimakom arifa shel egla. In that spot, in that area, the omrim, and they say, part four. Yadeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh v'einenu lo ra'u. It wasn't our fault. We didn't commit the murder. Says the Mishnah, V'chiyol datenu also, shezikne besen shofchi damimim, will we really think that the great Gedolei Hador were the ones that killed this person, that they have to come and say, oh, it wasn't our fault? So no, Ella, nechas v'shalom, shelo ba liyadenu pitranuhu, velo ri'inu v'nachnuhu. No, it means that we know somebody out there on the road killed him. But if we would have been malava him, if we would have accompanied him, if we would have given him food and water, it would have been more self-sufficient, so maybe he would have been protected. So we didn't indirectly cause it. That is what the message is. Of course, we don't think that they actually did it. Okay, Vakonim Omrim, and finally on top, the Kohanim say, Kaper, there's the Kapara element of Egla Rufa, Kaper Lamcha Yisrael, Asher Padisa Hashem, right, please bring Kapar, bring atonement, V'alti Tein Dam Naki, Bekarav Amcha Yisrael. And don't let innocent blood just be spilled, we did everything we can, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rest is up to you, if the murderer is found, you know, we can't do anything more. Really, that last phrase is not part of the Amira. Ella Ruach HaKodesh Bevasratan. Really, that's Ruach HaKodesh announces, Eimasai Shetaasu Kacha Hadam Miskaper Lahem. Once this is done, so then you have achieved Kapara, and one doesn't have to do anything more. There is an interesting question that is asked, and they say, oh, we should get a Kapara. Mimanavshach. Right, HaKodesh Baruch Hu knows who did it. So therefore, who needs the Kapara? The person who killed the Egla does not bring Kapara for, because if he's found, so then he's Chayim Isa. Right? This doesn't take care of it. And everybody else in the world don't need a Kapara, because we didn't do it anyway. So who is this Kaper L'Amcha Yisrael? What kind of Kapara does Amcha Yisrael need? For the murderer, it doesn't work, and for everybody else, they don't need one, because they didn't commit the murder. So this is a difficult question that is discussed. So maybe on some deeper level, right, if there is a murder, there is a Gemara that in Maseches Makos that discusses that Eliyahu HaNavi didn't appear to one of the Tanoim for a certain amount of time because there was a murder that took place within a certain Shalosh Parsos of where he was. And if he would have David and his merit would have been enough to protect that area, then the murder wouldn't have happened. So maybe on that type of level, the fact that this murder occurred in proximity of my city, so that shows that I'm not on the proper level that I should be on. And that's the Kapara that is required. There are other ideas, but Lamaisa, we didn't do anything wrong. So what kind of kapara is needed? So you have to say something on a more metaphysical level, maybe in terms of arvus, as it described earlier in the Masechta, that we also take some responsibility, even though it wasn't really our doing. Okay, so says the Gemara. The Yehemum, so now we're going to get back to all the different halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. So the first one was that it cannot have, the Egla Rufa cannot have carried any type of ol, and also Mumim don't pasel. The Eina Mum posel bo. Mumim don't pasel the Egla Rufa. Ask the Gemara, why not? The Yehemum posel be Egla mikal v'chomer. Why don't we say a Mum pasels based on a kal v'chomer? What's the kal v'chomer? So many times when these sugis come up, Egla Arufa and Paradum are compared. They both have to do with cows, and they both are not run-of-the-mill ceremonies in halacha. So they're compared. So ma para, here's once. Ma para she'ein hashan impostos bo, para aduma, where it doesn't matter how old the para aduma is. The 9 para adumas that have already been in history, and the one that we daven for, Meir Yibaneh, that's going to come, Yibaz HaMashiach, any age. So if paraduma, which doesn't have a problem of age, mum posel ba, but it does have mumin issues, it can't have any mum on it, egla, shashan and poslos bo, egla arufa, which has a year limit, right, Rashi says on the top right, bashnasahi, right, vim avrashnasa psula, if it's beyond the year that is pasul. We'll see what the Rambam holds. Egla shashan and poslos bo, einodin, back to the Gemara, einodin shi mum posel ba. So surely, if paraduma has no age issue, but has a mum problem, so egla arufa, which has an age issue, surely should have a mum problem. Answer, no, shiny hasam, paradum is different. Don't make a kal v'chomer from there. To amar kra asher ein ba mum, ba. We darshan him from the word ba mum posel, ve'ein mum posel be'egla. Only mum it pasel in it, but mum it don't pasel in egla arufa. This is, the Nechaz Chinuch points out, this is only by mum within the guf of the animal. If there are external mum like esnan zona, mechir kelev, other types of psulim like that, or mechusar zman, external problems with animals, so those might apply to Egla Rufa as well. It's just the physical deformities in the Egla which don't apply. Good. Let's get a little more, and then we'll get back to the Rambam Shita. Elameata. But 1 minute, you're telling me that the ba is a limit by para aduma. So go even further. Lo yehe sharabo this postal spa. So why don't you say that other avodos don't passel by the para aduma? Alama amar Yehuda marav he niach aleha oda shel sakin psula. If you put a bundle on the back of a para aduma, it already passels it. You just put it there. It doesn't move. That already ruins it. Ube egla achetimshoch. And by egla arufa, by the egla here, it's only if the animal walks with it. But I mean, if ba is a limiting factor by para, only movement. So you should say other avodas are excluded. No, shiny para, di alfinan ol olme egla. No, para duma is different because you learned the xerish from the other way. If egla arufa, other avodas pasol, so too, by para. So says the Gemara, egla nami tesi el solme para, so take it back the other way. As we just said, you don't. No, Amir Rahman Ba. No, it says Ba, so it has to be excluding. Eglonomics it, but it's a Ba by both. So the Gemara says, no. Hahumi Boile Limute Kachim. To La Pasla Behuavoda. That Ba is to exclude Kachim. Kachim, Karbanos, they're allowed to have been worked. It's a special din by Para Aduma and by Egla Arufa, that Avoda passels. So that Ba by Egla Arufa is Ba. Only here does Avoda passel, but not by Kachim. Why would I have thought otherwise? There has to be some type of connection between Egla Aruf and Karbanos. Right, we mentioned that Maritz Chayis before, quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, "Oh, Saka da Chamino Lacy b'Kavachomer me'Egla." I would have had a Kavachomer. Uma Egla she'ein mum posel ba avoda poselas ba Egla Arufa, which mumen don't posel it, but any work done to it does avoda poselas ba kadshim she mum poselas bahen. So kadshim, which mumen posel, say no din shavoda poselas bahen. So surely avoda should passel? And that's why you need the word ba to say no, avoda doesn't passel. Says the Gemara, why would you even have had the Havamina? Ika lemifrich, mala egla shekein shanim postos ba. No, you wouldn't make a kavachomer from egla rufa, because there you have a separate psul of age passeling, which you don't have by karbanos. Says the Gemara, really? Atu kachim ileka de pasli bu shanim? What do you mean? There are certain karbanos that have an age limit. Right, Sir Karpanos, right, Rashi on the top left of the daf. Mi leka de pasli bushanim, hari pesach vachatos, dechsiv bubnei shnasan. They have a limit. So some Karpanos have a limit. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ki itzra krola hanakachim de pasli bushanim. So the pasik that is required for those Karpanos that have an age limit. Because then you would be able to say the kalvachomer from Egla Rufa. So you would think, havamina, that avoda pasels, kamash v'lan. That's why you have the word ba by Ekla. Stop there for a moment. So we're talking about the issue of shun and paseling. So Rashi mentioned bashanasa. If you look in the Rambam Menuchas Rotzeach, in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, the Rambam quotes, Egla Arufa bas shte shanim opachos. It has to be 2 years or less. Avalam haisa bas shte shanim v'yom echad psula. 2 years and 1 day, pasul. What is 2 years? Do you go by the birth date? Do you go by by Nisan, right? Meiser Beima, so by other, the other Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, so that's discussed in Rosh Hashanah. But however you figure out the years, 1 day extra is a problem. The Mishnah Lamelech right here says, sounds like for the Rambam though, 1 hour extra wouldn't be a problem. It's gotta be a complete day. Sha'os aren't, postlos when it comes to kachim, in this case, it is a kula that you have more than other karbanos. That's what the Mishnah Melach says based on that Rambam. Okay, so where are we now? Avoda passels by para aduma, by egla, but not by other karbanos. Now says the Gemara, v'kachim, once we're on this tangent, we continue. V'kachim, d'lo pasli bu avoda mehacha nafka. What you learn out from the word ba, by Egla Arufa, that karbanos are allowed to have been worked before you bring them as a karban. Me'asim nafka, it is a different pasuk we have to teach us that. In Emor, when it talks about all the mumin, averes, o shavur, o charutz, o yabeles, o garav, o yalefes, all these spots and warts and broken parts, all these items are pasul. Lo sakrivu elo lashem. These are not allowed to be brought. If you remember, there are about 10 or so mitzvos that have to do with balmum. It's unbelievable. You're not allowed to be makrav the balmum. You're not allowed to be zerg the dam of the balmum. You're not allowed to be shochet the balmum. Many different separate losases regarding balmum. So here's one of them. You're not allowed to be makrav. And we darshan, eile I ata makrav. These you can't be makrav. These mum and aval ata makrav. Kachim should have the ban avoda. But Avoda doesn't ruin it. Only Mumin ruin it. So why is that? What do you need buff for? This is a separate source. It's Shrich. No, you still would need this source. You might have thought only if Avoda's Heter was done. That's where you could bring it as a carbon. Aval avodas iser. But let's say an avodas iser was done. What's avodas iser? Rashi, you worked with it on Shabbos. Or kilayim, kilay behema, you put two animals loaded up to a wagon. So you would have thought, emalitzeru, if avodas iser was done, sricha, that's why you need it. That's an unbelievable havamina. Why would you have such a havamina? Right? That's like a mitzvah habab avera. You did an avera. The animal worked on Shabbos. That somehow labels the animal as an animal that has a it's like an Eslan Zona label. So the Karen Ora is bothered. The Karen Ora wonders, like, why would you mitzad the person? Fine, there's a difference in those avodos, but mitzad the animal yesh ladaktik minolei lemeimar hachi. Why would you make such a distinction? If avoda is mutter, it doesn't possible it. So all avoda, even if it was avoda is iser, and if avoda is a problem, then even avoda is heter should be a problem. So at the end of the piece, he just throws up his hands and says, "You know what the havamina must be." Vitzarech lomar the ilav hani kroy misv. If you wouldn't have these psukim to exclude it, and you would think possibly that there is some type of avoda that causes problems, misvara havilon lahachmir bekachim lifsal avoda is iser avoda kshem muktashim. Why? Mishum de lo mistaver la akule bekadshim kule hai yoser mi be'egla. We know Egla Arufa has some connection to Karbanos. So to say that Egla Arufa has problems by both types of avodos, and to say by Kachim there's no problem of avoda, by any of the avodos, to have such a chiluk, mikatzeh lakatzeh, the Gemara says we might not have wanted to say that. So we would have limited the distinction between them. But not Dafka Isser Heter. We're just saying you can have such a big difference in halacha between two areas of halacha that are somewhat related. That would have been the Havamina. Kamash Malan, both avodas are mutter by Karbanos and usher by Egla Arufa. So fine, that's why you need two psukim. Says the Gemara, but there's a third pasuk. Vahanami me'acha nafka. Here, you learn it from here, the following. Umiyad ben nechar, from a non-Jew. We know you're allowed to accept Karbanos from a non-Jew. Lo sakrivu es lechem elokechem mikaleila. But there's a separate lo saseh in the Torah that you're not allowed to be makriv a baal mum that's brought by a guy, right? That's the classic. That's the case of in the Meseches Gittin, when Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, right? That Bar Kamsa made the mum in the animal and they couldn't be makrivit. That was a separate losase, and that's the Zachariah ben Afkulis who says we didn't want to cause any misinformation. People might think you could be makriv a karba bal mum al gabi amizbeach. And all the different pshatim about that Gemara, whether what he did was correct or not, in his advice to the rabbis. But either way, what does the Pasuk say here? From a non-Jew, you can't bring a balmum. Eila iata makriv, ala ta makriv kachim shdefta ben avoda. Again, it's another makar that avoda does not pasul. Answer, Itzrich, you need this Pasuk also, a third makar. What's that? Why? I might have thought it's only allowed if when it was chulin it did avoda, but when it's kachim it didn't do avoda. That's when it's okay. But if it actually did avoda while it was a carbon already, maybe there. No, that's too much. Sricha, even that is mutter. Okay. Getting back to what we were talking about before now. The Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. We mentioned you put a bag on top of a paraduma, it's pasul. Egla rufa, it has to actually pull it. Meisve, is this really true? Ol, so it can't have an ol. Ein li ela ol. Shar avodas minayin, how do I know that other avodas are also pasuling amart kal vachomer? So, kal vachomer from egla rufa. Uma egla she'ein mum posel ba, shar avodas poslos ba, if egla arufa. Which mumin don't pasul, but other avodas do. Para she'mum posel ba, ein odinja shar avodas poslin ba. So para aduma, which mumim do pasul, so surely shar avodas should pasul. So you know it from a kal vachomer. Shar avodas by a paraduma, I learned that from a kal vachomer. V'im nafshach lomar, and if you want, I'll give you another makar. Nemar kan ol, v'nemar lahalan ol. It's a gzereshava. So it's either a kal vachomer or a gzereshava. Ma lahalan shar avodas poslos ba, avkan shar avodas poslos. Ask the Gemara, mayim nafshach lomar, what he needs two makaras for, what he need both a kal vachomer and a gzereshava. Meaning, once you have a kal vachomer, that should be good enough. Answer, there could be something wrong with the Kal Vachomer. V'chi teima ikala mifrich. Mala egla shekein shan in postos ba. And if you want to say, well, there could be a problem with the Kal Vachomer from egla to para, because egla rufa, years pasol. So that's why it's more chamur. Inami, kachim yochicha, or karbanos will prove that these two don't go together. Shemum posel bahen v'inavoda posel asbahen. So both of those problems could knock out the Kal Vachomer. So the answer is, that's why we have the second makar. Namar kanova, namar lahalan ol, ma lahalan shar avodos, afkan shar avodos. So we have two makaros to teach me, para aduma asur b'shar avodos. Finishing up, says the Gemara, 1 second, I mean, makam shabata. But once you're learning it from egla rufa, why don't you go all the way? Ma lahalan atcha timshach, afkan atcha timshach. If the whole makar for avoda Poseles is from Egla Arufa, so why doesn't it have the same limit that if you just put it on top, it doesn't passel? It has to actually pull it. So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi, you're right, it's really a machlokas Tanoim. Deika demaisi la me Egla. Some actually learn it from Egla Arufa, and then you would have the limit of you need it to be Nimshach, Ika demaisi la migufa tapar, but some learn it from the actual paraduma within it itself. Titania, as the Brisa says, as follows. Again, till the bottom here is the discussions of avoda. Oh, ainli ela ol shar avodas minayin. How do I know other avodas are possible by a paraduma? Tamalomar asher lo ala aleha ol pasuk in chukas mikom makom. No ol whatsoever. Period. Any avoda. Imkein ma tamalomar ol. So why does it say ol again? Ol posel bein, or why does it specifically say ol? If any avoda would pasel, ol posel bein b'shas avoda bein shelo b'shas avoda. In ol, a yoke would pasel even if you put it on the animal not to work the animal. Let's say you're just cleaning and you're sweeping the floor, and you want to put this on top of the animal just to get it out of the way. That also pasels. So ol is unique. Shar avodos ein posel zel b'shas avoda, but other types of avoda only pasel when you have kavana and you're actually doing it. So that's the makar. Says the Gemara, but how do you know to expand it? The ema asher lo aleha ol klal, ol prat, chal prat, eid b'chal, and asher prat, ol in midiach rini lo. Right, we're using, on this amud, we have Gzir Shava, we have Kal Vachomer, we have Klal Prat, we have all the mitas, Shatar and Rashas Bahen. So maybe you should limit it to ol and not all of odos, even though we have the Kal Vachomer and the Gzir Shava. So we have another makar, asher ribu yehu. That Asher includes. And Vitanya Nami Achi, Tanya Nami, Gabi Egla Kiya Gavna. The same exact last five lines that we had by Para Aduma, we have the same discussion by Egla Arufa, whether Ol is limited or not. And here it is. A repeat. Ol, Ainli, Ella Ol, Shavo Dishminai, and Tabalomar, Ashello Ubadba, Mikomakom. It hasn't been worked, period. Imke Matamalomar Ol. If it's all avodas, why did it say Ol? Ol Pulsal Bain Bishas Avoda, Mishalo Bishas Avoda, Sharavodos in Pulsos Ella Bishas Avoda. I veema asherlo ubad baklal ol prat klal prat ein bchal na asher prat ol in midiachrini lo, right, same exact shaklavataria by egla rufa that we had by paraduma. Answer asher ribu yehu, period. Good, last ibaya related. Amar Rabbi Avo, boy mei Rabbi Yochanan mishichas ol bakama. So when it says by egla rufa, you have to pull it. How long does it have to be pulled in order for it to pasul? Amar kimlo ol, like the length of the all of the yoke itself, meaning a few inches. That's it. Ibay luk la arka ol la rachbo, like its length or its width. What a 2 second difference. But like the length or its width. Amalahu meirabanan. Rabbi Yaakov Shemei l'didi mifreshali minei. Rabbi Yochanan meshichas ol la rachbo tefach. It's the width, and that's moving a tefach. Lema tefach. Why don't you just say that? Takamashvlan shira to ol tefach ave, to teach me that the shear of the ol is a tefach. Lamai nafkamina, what do I need to know that for? Lamekach umemkar. If you buy an ol, so then it has to be the width of one tefach. Period. And we end off with an agadic line. Amr b'yochanan ben shol, mipnei ma amr Torah, havi egla b'nachal. Why do we take an egla arufa, an egla, and bring it down to the Nachal? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Davar Shalawasa Peros. We bring something that did not have any fruit, any offspring. This egla arufa, V'yei Areif, B'makom She'enos Peros, and we break its neck in a place that also does not have Peros, which sounds like Rashi's Pshat of Esan. Right, which it sounds like it's rocky and you can't plant anything there. The Rambam would have to say, Enos Aperis, because the river flows so strongly, nothing grows there. You can have a very strong river and things grow. So it sounds like Rashi. Enos Aperos. V'yachaper al mishalo inichol asos peros. And be mechaper for the one who died. the one who was not let to create peros. So what does that mean? My peros, ilema period of it doesn't mean actual children. Elameata, zakin vasara sakinami delar finan. What, it's only someone who could have had children that you didn't let? So what about a zakin or a saris who aren't having any children? Right, or a zakin, somebody who maybe even had children when they were years ago, and saris again, hakinami delar finan. Right, so we wouldn't be over there because these aren't shayach. So our answer is Ella mitzvos. But Zakin is excluded as like a saris. So the Gemara says, no, it's referring to mitzvos. It's not referring to actual children. We didn't let this guy grow old and perform mitzvos, which are a person's ultimate offspring that they can produce. It's an interesting question. The Nachal Eisan asks, so what about a cheresh shote v'katan? Right, a keret of a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs. So you're going to tell me if the person killed was a cheresh shoteh v'katan, there's no arifa. V'tzarech iyun im orfin al cheresh v'shoteh v'nireh de orfin. He says, I'm not 100% sure. Why aren't I sure? Because of this line of the Gemara. It has to be involved in mitzvos. But then he says, mistama, it would be brought. Why? So he quotes his father. He quotes the stipler. This is at the end. Simon Gimel Os Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. Umashik Shinu Halabane Mitzvahs Nenu Shemati Me Avi Adoni Morei Rabbeinu Shlita. Right, he wrote this when he was younger. Yesh Lomar Decheresh Veshota Mikri Bnei Mitzvos. They're Bnei Mitzvos. Af Al Gav Deinam Bnei Chiyuva Kivan Shim Osin Yesh Lam Schar VeYicholon Lasos Gemilas Chasad VeChadome. Right, the Gemara Ksubis. If somebody is a Shota, Bezek could go to his property and give out Staka. So somebody could be Zoche, could get Mitzvos when they're a Shota. So therefore, they are included in the mitzvos, so therefore they would not be like a zakein or a saris. And he says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that if you eat matzah when you're a shota, you have to eat again. He says, that's different, that's a different type of, that's a mitzvah shebegufo that you do when you're a shota, so you're a lav bar hachi. But in general, b'mahus, you could be somebody who is involved in mitzvos. So what about a guy? What happens if it's a guy? Do you do egla rufa with a guy? So pashtus sounds like you would not do it. Pashtus, you according to the Yisro. Well, the question is guy? Would you say guy is included in the mitzvah shalahem? The shevet mitzvahs beinoach. Whether like what kind of way do we look at the fact that they're included? Pashtus, the Rav Achronim assume that they would not be included. It is related, though, interestingly, to the Gemara in Yuma. There is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Beis, if you remember, when Shaul HaMelech, the Gemara gives the svara why Shaul HaMelech did not kill Amalek. It's a kavachomer from Egla Arufa. He made a kavachomer to himself. It was an incorrect kavachomer. Omar, Shaul said to himself, Uma nefesh achas, omre Torah havei Egla Arufa. If one person dies, you have to bring a whole ceremony of Egla Arufa. Call on the fashos halalu alachas kama v'kama. Surely, I'm going to kill off this whole nation. How could I do that? Im adam chata behema machata. He makes a whole kavachomer. So was Shaul saying that Egla Rufa applies to non-Jews? Talking about a Malik there. Not just any non-Jews. Non-Jews that want to kill us. Right? So is that what he's saying? Or the Achronim say, he's not saying literally that it applies to non-Jews. What he's saying is that you see from there the value of life. Egla Arufa teaches us the value of life. And that's what he says. That's what the Avia Ezri quotes Rav Issa Zalman in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. He quotes it, but in one context, but he quotes that, ain't right, no, it's no aglarufa of a guy. Elakivim omar, shera'inu kama hechmira Torah zikni ha'ir. You see how serious it is. And that's why, you see, achzarius, just one soul. Say, how can I do this? But it wasn't Dafka saying it that you learned it from there. Remember also, can't go these dafim without mentioning it, and it'll come up again, as well as Hashem, this was the sugya, the last sugya, that Yosef and his father were learning together. When Yosef sent back the agalos to Yaakov, and he vayaris agalos, and when Yaakov saw the agalos, and that's when v'tchi ruach Yaakov aviyam, that's when Yaakov's soul was revived. Because you remember the last sugya they were doing. So right, we'll have to get to that. But again, what's the message? The message of every human life. There's a lot that we'll have to touch on, but that is the significance of Egla Rufa. So that's Shaul HaMelech and Yosef. Okay, last line. Umaridin Osol Nachaleisan Esan Kamashmal Kasha. As we said, it means Kasha, a place where nothing grows. Tana Rabbanan Minayin Leisan Shi Kasha. How do you know it's Kasha? Shenemar. By the way, the Marsha discusses also about the Osa Peros. You can look at it. We're not going to go into it right now. So, how do you know that it's Kasha? Shenemar Esan Moshevecha. V'sim b'sela kinecha. Eitan is your moshav, is your place where you live. V'sim b'sela in the rock kinecha. Right? So you see, it is very strong. V'omer shimu harim esriv Hashem v'ha'isanim moste aretz. So you see, it's very strong. And this is where Rashi says, you see on top, moste aretz heim harim v'kol har shalavanim hu. Right? That's the way we see Rashi's shita about Esan is unplantable. Not fertile. Acherim omrim, minan leisan shuhu yashan. Esan also doesn't mean, it also means old. It means you don't bring rocks from somewhere else. But this is naturally a hard place, not plantable. Shneamar goy esan hu, goy me olam hu. It is very old. Next line in the Mishnah. V'arpano samikofetz me'achore, ma'itayma. Why do you do it from there? Gamar arifa, arifa me'chadas ha'of. Just like chadas ha'of, melika is done by the back of the neck, right? That's the shchita of Ophos, so too here. So again, there are comparisons, even though Egla Rufa is not a carbon, but like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, it's compared to, because it has the word kapara. Here, how do you know Arifa? You know, compare it to Malika. So again, there are these comparisons. Umikoma asur milazra mile aved, and you're not allowed to plant or work it at all. Tanur abana nasher lo yaved bo, velo yizareya. You're not allowed to. Lisha avar, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, it can't have ever been planted. Lisha Avar. Rabbi Yonah son Amar Lahaba. Rabbi Yonah said, no, it's talking about the future. You can't plant. Rava Amar Lahaba to Kuli Amar Lopligi. In the future, everybody agrees, Rava says. Dichsiv Velo Yizareya. Ki Pligi Lisha Avar. The Machlokas is about the past. Everybody means that the future, the Machlokas is about the past. Rabbi Yoshia Savar. And what's the Machlokas about? Rava explains, Rabbi Yoshia Savar Miksiv Velo. We'll read it with the Bach. Velo ye aved, ya avod, asher lo ye aved ksiv. Right? So that's Rabbi Yoshia, and he says it's including the past. It can never have been worked. Right? You bad. Rabbi Yonasan mi ksiv asher lo ne'evad. It doesn't say lo ne'evad. Right? Which would mean it was never worked. Rabbi Yoshia asher l'sha'avar mashma. Rabbi Yonasan asher ribuyahu. Okay, either way, machlokas tanoim about the past, but everybody agrees about the future. There is this isser of lo yizareya, and lo yavod, though it is two phrases in the Torah, the Rambam and the Chinuch following him counted as one losase against the Bahag. The Bahag counts two losases, but here the Rambam in Shintes and the Sefer Chinuch in Tavkuf Lamed Aleph counted as one losase. Shelo lavod velizroa benachal esan. Right, and the Minchas Chinuch is bothered why that is, the Minyan Asin. He asks, why is it different than, let's say, Bayi Rabbi Yimasei, which we count as two. Maisha Bayi Rabbi Yimasei din nechshav shnei lavin v'al haraya over b'shnei lavin. If you see your chametz, you over two. So why is that? Right, umad depir, why here is it counted as one? Okay, it's a problem with minyan and mitzvahs. The Rambam obviously thinks it's one idea. The Minchas Chinuch also asks a great question, which he asks in other contexts as well. Which avodos are asur daraisa? Right, so the Mishnah says only karka-related avodos, as we will see soon. But what about, we know in other areas of halacha, you have avos and you have toldos. Shabbos and Shemitah are just two examples, and you don't have the same rules. By Shabbos, avos and toldos are both daraisa. By Shemitah, avos are daraisa, toldos are darabanan. What do you see here? What's usher here? So that's the Minchas Chinuch's question. How far do you go? What type of avodos or would be usher? So that's also discussed at length in the Nachal Esan, as all these Lamaisa elements are discussed. Back to the Gemara, last skinny line. Taner Abanan, Asher lo ye aved v'abo, v'lo yizareya, ein li el ezriya shar avodos minayin, hadamano shar avodos tamalom, asher lo ye aved bo mikol makom. Right, the Minchas Chinuch is, how do you understand shar avodos? How expanded is that? Im came out of Malama Voizareya, Loma Lachama Zriya Miyuchadashi Begufa Shalkarka, Av Kol Shehu Begufa Shalkarka. So it has to be something in the physical ground. Yatsa, Srikas Pishta Manikara Vanim Shaina Bugufa Shalkarka. Right, those you can do something on top of the ground. You can't do something in the ground. The Ema Ashelo Yevad Boklal, Velo Yizara Prat, Klal Prat Im Bakal Mashra Prat, Zriya in Midiachrini Lo, another Klal Prat, why don't we limit it? Asher Ribuyahu, that is an inclusion and therefore we don't limit it. There is a discussion in the Achronim, what about building a house? Is that called a Maisa Begufa Shalkarka? You got to build a house where the Arifa took place or not? So that's a question that the Poskim deal with. Zikne Eroch Zinidei Mechulu. So here it is, they wash their hands. That's the next mitzvah. part of Egel Arufa. Again, it's not counted as a separate one of the mitzvos of the 613, but the Nachal Eisan said it's four, the four parts that each get their own bracha. Tanur Rabbanan. V'chozik mi'ayir hi akrovim elachalo. Yirchatzuas yideyem ala Egel Arufa banachal. They wash their hands. She'ein tamalomar ha'arufa. We know it's being narrow. Why do you have to repeat that? Amat tamalomar ha'arufa al makom arifasa shel Egla. On that spot. On that spot, again, not exactly that spot, near, in proximity. V'yamru, and they say, Yodinu l'shav kwas adam hazem enin ala ro, v'chi alibeinu alsa, shebezin shovchim damim, do we really think? No, ela lo bali adenu, upatranu b'lo mazonos, v'lo rinu v'inachnu b'lo levaya. So here we go, here's the Amun in Shas that talks about levayas orchim, and it's brought in here based on the fact that they say, well, we didn't not accompany. Meaning, if we didn't know about him, we would have accompanied him. That's what the Gemara says, Tanya, Hayer, Imer, Omer, Kofin, Lilavaya. We force people to do Levayas Archim if somebody refuses. Rashi says, Kofin es mi she'eno rotzel, Lavos es chavero, Laderach shiyavu. Just like Bezin es Kofan Omis, as I say, they're Kofe. Sheschar Levaya ein Lashir. The schar of accompanying a guest out is unmeasurable. Unmeasurable. The Shneamar, let's see the Makar, and then we'll see the Rambam. Shneamar, Vayira Shomim Ish Yotzei Men Ha'ir. Remember the story at the beginning of Shoftim. They wanted to get into the city that was totally closed up, the city, and they couldn't get in. They went to one of the Shomrim. Vayomer Lo, Hareinu Nos Mavo Ha'ir. Show us how you get into the city. Vasinim Cha Chesed. We'll do Chesed with you when we destroy the city. Viksiv Vayaremis Mavo Ha'ir. He showed them the Mavo Ha'ir. And that's what he, meaning he was Malava them. In a certain way. Umachesed asuimo, what they do? Shekalo so'ir hargul afi charev, v'oso ishu mishpachto, shulchu, they sent him away, he was saved. Stop there for a moment. The Rambam. We mentioned this Rambam many other times, but now's the day to do it. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchis, Perek Yudalat of Hilchis Avel, the Rambam says, discusses all of the mitzvahs asei midrabanan. But here we get to talk about the Iker. Mitzvah Zasei Shal Devarayim, Levakar Cholim, Lenachem Aveilim, Lotzah Asameis, Nichem Aveilim, Bikir Cholim, Hachnasas Kala, Halvayas Archim, all of them are part of the Mitzvah Derabanan of Chesed, but the Rambam says, Aval Bishakol Mitzvahs Elumi Devarayim, Harehin Bechlal V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. They're part of that. But then the next Halacha, Halacha Beis, what's the first one the Rambam would talk about? Bikir Cholim, Hachnasas Archim, which is the first one? Schar Halavaya, Meruba alakol. The schar of Levayas ha-oreach is the greatest. V'hu achok shechakaku avram avinu v'derach ha-chesed shenoagba. Machil over idrachim, umashke osan, umilave osan. Gedol achnas az archem me'akbalas panei ha-shechina, shen v'ayari nei shlosh anashim, ulevayim yoser me'achnas asan. Walking them out is even more crucial than walking them in. Amru chachamim, we'll see this in a second, kol v'yeno malave kilu shofech damim. Bez Hashem. So that's the Rambam, and the Rambam continues. Kofin l'levaya kedarsha kofin l'tzdaka. Bezener mesakein shluchin l'lavos adam over makom l'makom. Finis atzluin. Right. It's all based on Egel Arufa. That's the Rambam and the Rashi right here. The importance of levayas hameis. Usually we think of a levaya. Levayas hameis. No, levayas oreach. That's what we have to be careful about. And once we're on these tzukim, we continue. Vayela chayish eretz hachitim. Vayiven ir vayikra shmaluz. He went and built up Luz. And Luz was a very special city. Tanya, he Luz shetsovin batreles, that's where they used to dye the treles. He Luz sheba sancherev, velo bilbala, sancherev did not mix up. Luz, nevuchadnetzer velo echriva, v'af malach ha-maves in l'rushus la'avarbar. The malach ha-maves is not allowed into Luz. Ella, what happens when people get old? Zakenim shabab is much a daitan katzalayim. Once they had enough of life, yosan chutz lachoma vein mason. They leave the city and they die. That's how v'halodvarim kalvachomer. We'll get back to that, but let's just finish the sentence. So this is all a kalvachomer. This all happened because this guy did one little chesed. Umak nani zeh. Shelo diber b'piv. He didn't even say anything. V'lo halak baraglav. He didn't even walk. Garam hatzala lo lezara atzov kaladaros. He had such schuyos brought to him and his descendants. Misha ose levaya baraglov. Alachas kama vakama. Surely, how much levayas oreach will help if you have kavanah to do it? But meher lahem, he didn't walk, so how did he show them? Chizki amar befiv yikim lahem. He like twisted his mouth to point them, right? He didn't want it like to be seen by anybody else because it was a closed city. So he pointed with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan amar be'etzbo her lahem. He pointed with his finger, but again, he didn't walk. Tani Gavasi Rabbi Yochanan Bishvil Shkashakanan. He's there. Hera Betzbo Garam Hatzala Lo Ulazaro Atzof Kol Hadoras till end of to the end of generations. Period. Stop there for a moment. First of all, Luz. So Luz is a famous city. Nobody died. So 2 points. Number one, there's a great Gemara in Meseches Sukkah. If you remember, Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara said that Shlomo HaMelech once saw two of his scribes, and they saw they were very... Go back a step. Go back. He saw that the Malach HaMavis was very sad one day. And he asked him, Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol Adam. No, what's the matter? He says, you see those two guys over there? I need to kill them. I can't figure out a way to kill them. So Shlomo HaMelech's like, really? He called the chief demon, the shade. He says, take these people to Luz. And he zooms them over to Luz. And as they're about to walk into Luz, they drop dead right there. And then the next day, the Malach HaMavis sees Shlomo, and Shlomo sees he's smiling and laughing. He says, why are you laughing? He says, I was only allowed to kill them right outside of Luz. I couldn't figure out a way to get them there. Now, thank you very much for helping me. And that's what the Gemara says. Before and after that story, Ragloi Debar Inish Inan Arvin Bey, the feet of a person are his Arev, La'azar Demispi Taman Movilan Yase. Basically, you can't get out of one's destiny. That's what you learn from that Gemara, but that's an amazing Gemara, but it says he's trying to get into Luz, because nobody ever died from the city of Luz. But there's an amazing tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg, Chelek Yurches Simin Memches, where he discusses 5 points, but one of them is, why were they allowed to leave the city then? Wasn't that suicide? Whenever they were katzev achayav, they left the city. So don't leave. How were they allowed to leave? Or similar question he deals with, Rabbi Chaim Etradion. He was wrapped in the Torah. And the executioner says, if I take the wool off, would I go to Olam Haba? Is that going to help? He says, yes, take the wool off. So again, how is he able to do that? He's hastening his own death. So the Tzitz Eliezer struggles with this, but he discusses, says, Yafet Tirutso, Shezahayarak Bederach Shel Grama, Fasavas Hama'akav Shel Misa Tivis. It's natural to die. Being in Lewis is preventing death, so walking out is letting nature take its course. So it's not really killing. V'yesh Lahosev Alzen, and he adds, that was what the questioner told him. Right, this gets to the big sugya of what is called a hindrance to death, what's called a hindrance to life. But he says here, naturally they should die. So they're in the city now. So removing that from the city, from the window of the city, is not called a misa. Or so what someone else suggested that, well, maybe because once they reach the level that they hate life, what's the language of the Gemara? In other words, Daitan cuts our land, so maybe that's like a kitrug on them. So it's not good for them to be alive anymore. So that's why they go. Okay. In any case, let's continue. Again, large dafim here, as we see. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Hamalech baderech v'ein lo levaya yasok batorah. If somebody's going on the derech and they don't have anybody accompanying them, learn Torah, yasok batorah, says the Maharal. Why? Because you can never be alone. So if you're with somebody, great. If you're not with anybody, learn Torah, then you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's... You always have a mechibur, and then you're not pesakana. Shnei Amarki, Olivia, Schenim, LeRoshecha. The Torah is like a necklace or a head jewelry for my head. Vanakan Lagagar Roshecha. It's always on me. Vam Rebbe Shua Ben Levi, Bishul Arba. Right, Levaya Schenim, LeRoshecha. Levaya, right, Levaya. Vam Rebbe Shua Ben Levi, Bishul Arba. Psio Shelava Paro LaAvraham. 4 steps that Paro walked Avraham. Shneimar vayisav alav Paro anashim v'gomer nishtabid b'vanav arba meoshana. Because of those 4 steps, Jews were in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Shneimar va'avadim v'inu osam arba meoshana. Says the Marsha, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it can't be because of those 4 steps that we had Shibud Mitzrayim. It wasn't even in Avraham's doing. Paro accompanied him. No. It's because, Brisbane Ephesim already said we were going to be somewhere. Why was Mitzrayim chosen? They were chosen because of the 4 steps. But really, it was supposed to happen anyway. And it relates to the Rambam and the Ramban by the Brisbane Ephesim. Why, if it was a prophecy, so why were they punished? But this Gemara definitely is connected to that. Amar Avidom Arav, Kol Malavis Chaveiro Arba Amos Ba'ir Eino Nizok. Anybody who accompanies their friend Alan Amos, who's the he? Rashi says it means the one who you accompanied. Won't be damaged, because he has the schus that you went with him. Ravina alve l'rava bar Yitzchak dalet Amos. Be'ir, matel yaze hazeka v'etzel. He accompanied him and he was safe from trouble. Tana Rabbanan, harav l'talmid ad ibura shel ir. If a rav is accompanying a talmid out, he has to go out to the ibura shel ir. Right, which Rashi explains, what's the ibura shel ir? That's an Erevin topic. The outside house. Bayis achitzon shebesoch shivim amah v'shirayim. of within 71 amos of the city. Chaver lachaver, a friend, atchum Shabbos, Talmud l'rav, ein lo shir. Talmud l'rav, you have to go far out. V'kama, amar evsheshes, ad parsa. All the way out. V'lo amar el rabo sheinu muvak, av rabo muvak shlosha parsos. Right, it gets, the shir gets higher as one gets to the more special relationship. Rav Kana, alvei l'rav simi barashi, mipum nara ad bei tzinisa de bavel. He went all the way to those big trees. Kimati hasam, when he got there, amar le. So he says, at least let's get into a conversation. Vadei damrisu hanit tzinasa de bavel, mishnei adam arishon is new. Have you heard that people say these trees are from the time of adam arishon? Have you heard that? Amalei, Adgren Milsa, you reminded me of something. Tam Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, my dechsev, you reminded me something about Egla Rufa. Ba'arta Sherlo Avar Ba, I'm sorry, not Egla Rufa, by Yirmiyo. Ba'arta Sherlo Avar Ba Ish, V'lo Yashav Adam Sham. Right, that's what it's going to be like. Nobody passes, nobody's there. V'chim Yachash Lo Avar Hechan Yashav. If nobody even passes through, of course nobody sat down there. Eretz, so what does it mean? Rather, these trees, Eretz, Shagazar Aleha Adam Arishon, Li Yishuv Nisyashva. Any land that Adam Arishon said, this will be populated, it will be populated. Eretz, Shalagazar Aleha Adam Arishon, Lo Nisyashva. That's what you might have heard about Adam. You see these trees, Adam said this was not meant to be a populated area. That's what it means it went back to Adam. Rav Mordechai, Alveler of Ashi, Meagron, Yav Adbe Kipi, Vi Amri Lo Adbe Dura, all the way he accompanied him till there. Amr Biyachon Mishum Rabbi Meir, Kol She'eno Melave Umislave Kilu Shofech Damim. Anyone who does not accompany is as if he's spilling blood. Right, that's learned that from Egla Rufa. Or Mislave, what's Mislave? So I saw B'Shem Rav Chaim Yivalajin, Mislave is if you're alone. So what did the Gemara say you're supposed to do? You're supposed to have the Livui of Torah. So Mislave, if you're Mislave and you don't choose to learn Torah, that's Kilu Shofech Damim also. Shilmali, how do you know that? From another story in Tanakh. Shilmali Livu Anji Yericho Le'Elisha. When Elisha left, if he would have accompanied him, Logira Dubim Litinokas, there were some kids that started scoffing and making fun of Elisha. Why? Because they used to supply the water and Elisha stopped the drought, so now they're out of business. So if they, the elders, would have accompanied Elisha out, they wouldn't have started up with Elisha, he wouldn't have cursed them, and they wouldn't have had bears attack them that were created by Elisha's curse. Shene Emar, Vayamisham Beis Elvahu Ole Bederech Una Arim Ktanim Yatsu Minair. They go out via Kalsubo and they make fun of him. Amrulo, Ale Kerech, Ale Kerech, oh bald one. What does that mean? Amrulo, Ale Shekrachta Alina Samakom. Right, you've made us bald. I mean, now we don't have any parnasa. They think that the parnasa is all from themselves. Obviously from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's what they're calling him that. My Una Arim Ktanim, Nar is older, Katan is younger. So Amr Belazar, Sheminu Arim Min HaMitzvos. They were empty from mitzvos. Ketanim, Shem Miktani Amana. They didn't have emuna. They didn't have emuna about their parnasa. Tana na'arm hayu bizbizu asmo kiktana. Maybe they were older, but they acted like children. Maskev l'Rav Yosef v'del mashi makoman. Maybe it's just for their. Why do you have all these drushes? Maybe it's just where they're from. Miloksiv va'aram yatzu gedudim va'yishpu me'eretz Yisrael na'araktana. Right, they took captive. V'kashala na'ara uktana. How could that be? V'am Rabbi Pidas ktana dibin ne'uran. So maybe it just means the place. Ha'sam lo mafarish makoma. Hakam Afarish Makoma. No, here we know where the place is. It's clear that it's from Yericho. But there, the place wasn't named. That's why we think it's a place. Finally, Vayifen Achara Vayir Ein Vayikalim B'Shem Hashem. Mara, he saw them and he cursed them. What did he see? 4 days in the Gemara. He saw something unusual about these children. Amarav, Ra, Mamish. What? Maybe he just saw. Sometimes we find in the Gemara, we find that Natana or an Amora gives the look of death. He looked at them and he didn't even have to say anything. Kidatani Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Kamakam Shasu Inde Chachamim Einayim O Misa O Oni. Number one. Ushmuel Amar Rosh Ekulan Is Abra and Iman B'Yom HaKippurim. Shmuel says he saw that all of these children came from illicit relationships. Right, the parents were together on Yom Kippur. Rav Yisrael Nafcha Omar Bluris Rolan Kiem Oriim. He saw they were trying to be like the non-Jews with their haircuts and other elements. Rav Yochanan Amar Rosh Lo Haisa Behen Lachlucha Shal Mitzvah. They didn't have any shemitz of the mitzvah. They were totally gone. No zechuyos. V'delma bezarayu nevi havi. Maybe their children would have mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Lazar Lo Bam V'lo Bezaram Atzof Kol Adoros. Remember, Elisha was a navi, so he saw there was no future, there was no past, there was no future. And after what they did, right, this is what they deserved. Okay, I'll have to stop here. After this long daf, couple more dafim as we head towards the end of Maseches Sota.